For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
I have a question for you. Of the four major American sports, hockey, basketball, baseball, football, who do you think the oldest athlete is? Take a second to think about that. Is it Tom Brady? That would be a good guess. But the answer is actually Zdeno Chara. Zdeno Chara is a 44-year-old defenseman born on March 18th, 1977, who is currently playing for the New York Islanders on Long Island. He is dividing a fan base and making fans decide, should he be playing every single night? Because this year in seven games, Zdeno Chara has struggled. He is a -3. He has no points. He has no goals. He has no assists. And he is showing his age for one of the first times in his career. Let's go over a little bit of background about Big Z. Zdeno Chara was drafted in the third round with the 56th overall pick in the 1996 NHL draft. Chara was drafted by the New York Islanders, the team he is currently on. However, before he was able to make his mark on Long Island, GM at the time, Mike Milbury, traded Chara to the Ottawa Senators during the 2001 NHL draft as part of a deal to acquire Alexei Yashin. At the time, that deal looked like it would take the Islanders to new heights. But man, it did the opposite. The pick that was traded in that deal was used to draft Jason Spezza, and that, along with Char getting traded, made it one of the worst trades in Islanders history. After the trade, Zdeno Chara went on to accomplish big things. With the Senators, Chara started to grow into his 6'9 frame. He was becoming a top defenseman in hockey. He posted career best with 16 goals and 41 points in the 2003-2004 season, and he earned his first Norris Trophy nomination. As a Senator, he became one of the best defensemen in hockey, but he became even better as a member of the Boston Bruins. On July 1st, 2006, Chara signed a five-year $37.5 million contract with the Bruins and was named the team's captain, a role that had not been filled since Joe Thornton left the team. And on the Bruins, Chara led them to a Stanley Cup. He was an all-star many times. He had the highest speed shot in hockey. And man, he became a star. He was one of the best players in hockey. And with the Stanley Cup to his name, he's one of the best defensemen of all time. But he had a rocky ending with the Bruins. They decided they wanted to go a new direction. They wanted to go younger. And Chara had to find a new team. So on December 30th, 2020, Chara signed a one-year, $795,000 contract with the Capitals. He scored his first goal with the team against, you guessed it, the New York Islanders on January 28th, 2021. But on the Capitals, he started to struggle. And after one season with the team, they also let him go too. And that is where he found his path coming full circle. And he signed with the New York Islanders. On September 18th, 2021, it was announced that Chara had signed a one-year deal to come home where it all began. But since that has happened, Chara has struggled. There are younger players like Sebastian Aho, Thomas Hickey, Robin Salo, Samuel Bolduc, and others waiting to take his spot, and the Islanders fan base is waiting for that to happen. However, Barry Trotz, who's the head coach of the Islanders, has expressed his commitment to Big C, and Chara has been staying in the lineup. So, what's going to happen with the oldest player in not just hockey, but professional sports in America? Let's talk to two special guests to find out. I am here with a man known around the fan base. His name is Jake Basile. He has a popular New York Islanders Instagram account where he covers the team. Jake, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, Dave. Thanks for having me, man.
Do you think the 44-year-old defenseman should be an everyday player?
No, unfortunately, I don't. I wasn't too keen on the signing when it happened. I was like, all right, this could work out. But even then, I knew it wasn't supposed to be an 82-game move. And now I don't even want it to be an 8-game move.
Zdeno Chara has had his struggles this year. As we previously mentioned, he is a -3. He has no points, but he's also taking penalties. He's had two games where he's taken two penalties. Why is that a problem?
Well, it's just the Islanders, for all their defensive success, I actually have not been like in the top of the league in the penalty kill percentage. So it's not necessarily one of the stronger points of their game. Zdeno Chara is brought in to provide defensive stability and penalty killing. But what he's doing is, when he's on the ice, we're spending an inordinate amount of time in our own zone. And when he's not on the ice, you know, he's either on the bench or in the penalty box. So either way, it's tough when he's, you know, being an anchor in our team, even when he's not on the ice.
And Jake, behind you, you have a Pelech Posse flag. You love Adam Pelech. He's one of the best defensemen on the Islanders and one of the best defensemen in hockey. But because Zdeno Chara has joined the team, Barry Trotz has split up the Islanders' top pairing of Ryan Pulock and Adam Pelech. Ryan Pulock is now playing with Zdeno Chara. Do you think that this is sustainable?
I don't think it is. I mean, the Islanders' numbers when Adam Pelech and Ryan Pulock are on the ice versus when they're not are insane. There's a stat called expected goals for, which is essentially a measure of, you know, how much offense your team is generating when you're out there. And Adam Pelech and Ryan Pulock are in the upper 50s and 60s of that. And now they're split apart. Ryan Pulock is forced to essentially babysit one of the worst players in the league right now. And Scott Mayfield and Adam Pelech have been great, but Ryan Pulock and Adam Pelech have been one of the best defensive pairs in the league for the last 3 years. And Barry Trotz has to know that this Chara move and trying to keep him in the lineup every game has cost his team, which is one of the better defensive teams in the league, the best defensive pair in the league. So I don't personally believe it's sustainable, and I don't see how anybody can.
So what are some solutions that you have in mind?
A time machine to prevent the Devontae's trade. Would be the number one, but I think we're a little bit lagging behind on time travel. So I guess it's to fix from within. As of right now, I'd like to see Sebastian Aho get a shot. He played a couple games last year, put up a couple points actually in those few games, and he's a decent puck mover, not great defensively, but I mean, he makes up for it in being able to move well and move the puck well and shoot well and all those kind of things that we need on our blue line that we lost by losing Devontae's and Nick Leddy. Wouldn't mind seeing Robin Salo either. He's another good two-way defender that's coming up through the Islander system. He looked excellent in the preseason. He's looked very good in Bridgeport as well. So, I mean, even I think a guy like Thomas Hickey would be a better option than Zdeno Chara. I saw the way Hickey played his few games last year. He still skates pretty smoothly. He's still smart when it comes to coverage. And if he's playing 15 or 16 a night, it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world.
For reference, the Islanders traded Devontae's 2 years ago, Nick Leddy last year. Now they have Zdeno Chara, which is why we have Jake here on the podcast. Jake, thank you for joining us and explaining why you don't think Zdeno Chara should be an everyday player. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
We just spoke with Jake Basile, who gave his reasons as to why Zdeno Chara should not be an everyday player for the New York Islanders. Now we have another special guest. His name is Andrew Gagnon. He's been a season ticket holder for the New York Islanders for a half decade. He attends every game. He knows this team very well. Andrew, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks, David. Thanks for having me.
So, Andrew, Zdeno Chara is currently really, really dividing the fan base. Do you think he should be an everyday player?
You know, David, I think we need to wait 20 games and see where he's at before you make that call. I mean, you look when Barry Trotz took over this team, he said, give us 20 games, see where we're at. It's an adjustment to the system. It's a different way of playing. I know Char was in Boston for many years, so he understands the defensive side of the game. But you don't need to be like a fast superstar defenseman to play well in the Islander system. So I think just give it more time, see where he's at, and then you can make the decision. Do you go with Sebastian Aho? Do you go with Robin Salo? Just give it 20 games. Barry Trotz will do what's right, and we'll see where they're at.
So you think Zdeno Chara has an opportunity to be a productive player for the Islanders?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you see Andy Green. You know, he's been great. He's been solid defensively. Skating's almost flawless sometimes. You look at Adam Pellick. I mean, when, you know, Doug Waite was on, I was coaching the team, he was awful. And now he's on the top D pair in the league. So guys are developing. They understand the system. They understand their roles. The opportunity is there for Chara if he wants it.
And he has a lot of accolades. He was on the NHL All-Decade Second Team from 2010 to 2019. He's a six-time All-Star, three-time member of the NHL First All-Star Team, four-time member of the NHL Second All-Star Team. He's won the Hardest Shot Competition. He won the Norris in 2009, which is awarded to the best defenseman, and a 2011 Stanley Cup champion with the Boston Bruins. He's really done it all, and do you think he has the opportunity now to complete his career where it started and win a Stanley Cup with the Islanders?
I don't see why not. I mean, the Islanders have a chance just like anyone. I think in that room, you can never have enough Stanley Cup, pedigree, you know, a guy who's, you know, captained a team to win the cup, Parise captained the team in the finals. They're building something. They have a lot of leaders in the room. They know what it takes to win, and they know how hard it is to get there and then to win. So, I mean, I don't see why not. He's got just as much a chance as anyone to, you know, go out on top.
Chara is the tallest player in NHL history at 6'9". He's 2.06 meters. Why can having someone who's just so big help a physical team as they're pushing in the playoffs?
Well, I mean, clearing the front of the net. I mean, I know as a forward, I would not want to be standing in front of Chara and fighting with him. I mean, it's like, it's tough to get around him. You know, he's got the reach. He's got the size. He's a tough player to drive the net on, and that can frustrate teams in the playoffs, especially when, you know, one goal can be the difference between elimination or not. He can be effective. It's just a matter of, him adjusting to the system and putting it together. Otherwise, you know, there's other options out there, but for now, benefit of the doubt, he'll be a part of this team come playoffs.
Thank you, Andrew, for your intuitive take right here. Andrew believes that Zdeno Chara has a shot to be a productive everyday player for the Islanders, and I think that Zdeno Chara is going to get that shot because Barry Trotz has repeatedly said that as head coach of the New York Islanders, he's going to allow Chara to play because he feels he deserves that opportunity. So, Andrew, thank you so, so much for your time today. I really appreciate you joining the podcast.
Yeah, no, it's my pleasure.
We now know who the oldest player of the four major American professional sports is. His name is Zdeno Chara, and he is a 44-year-old defenseman on the New York Islanders. When the team signed him in September, there was a lot of hope and a lot of promise. However, in his seven games with the team, Chara has struggled, and the team has struggled too. Chara has struggled in his own zone, and Jake Basile feels that his struggles are too much. He feels that Chara should no longer be playing every day because of a variety of reasons, including him taking too many penalties and him being too slow for the modern NHL game. But Andrew Gagnon has a different idea. He thinks that the 44-year-old is just adapting to a new system and that soon he could help his new team. So now the question is, what do I think? What is my argument? And here it is. I feel that Zdeno Chara can no longer be an NHL player because his age is catching up to him, he is taking too many penalties, and there are better solutions on the team. So first, let's talk about my first reason, his age. It's become very apparent that at age 44, Chara can no longer be an everyday NHL player. He's too slow. He's behind on every play. And not only are his skates too slow, his head is too slow as well. He's not making very smart decisions. He really isn't playing a strong Barry Trotz defensive style of play. And really, he's not killing penalties well either, because frankly, he's in the box for a large percentage of the game. So I feel that his age is catching up to him, and that is my first reason why Chara shouldn't be playing every day. My second reason is the penalties, because Chara has taken two penalties in two games this year, and in the game-tying goal against the Predators, he lost his stick. Chara is becoming a liability, not because of what he's doing on the ice fully, but because of what he's doing off the ice. He's sitting in the penalty box. You can't have that on a team that isn't the best penalty-killing team and really needs to be playing 5-on-5 to be a Stanley Cup contender. I truly feel that Chara, the biggest damage he's doing is, while he's old, it's the penalties. It's the careless play. He can't control that he's 44, but he can control the penalties. And my third and final reason why Zdeno Chara should not be an everyday player is because, well, there are better options. If you have a soggy, old, rotting banana, and you have a brand new fresh banana from the store, you don't have to eat the soggy one. You could throw it out and eat the new one. The Islanders are in a similar situation. They can keep Zdeno Chara on the team. He's a very, very productive and important veteran. But what they can't do is have him playing every night. They can't have Zdeno Chara in a role where he's hurting the team. And the reason why the Islanders have the opportunity to improve, well, they have better options. Sebastian Aho is currently waiting for his chance, and he has some experience. He's a puck-moving defenseman. As Jake brought up, Devontae's and Nick Leddy are gone. Those were puck-moving defensemen. The Islanders had to trade them. Well, why not replace Zdeno Chara with another puck-moving defenseman? Sebastian Aho is that guy. Not only that, but Robin Salo, Samuel Bolduc, and Thomas Hickey would be improvements over Chara, too. So, I truly feel that when the Islanders do decide to bench Chara, and if they decide to not play him every night, well, they have better options. It's not a downgrade. In fact, it's an upgrade. And if the Islanders choose that none of their four options, Aho, Hickey, Bolduc, or Salo, are better than Chara, well, they can even make a trade. The Islanders had Erik Gustafsson. They had other defensemen in the past few years, and now they can go out and get a new one. There's always the opportunity to make a trade, and there's always the opportunity to improve your team from the outside. So, therefore, I believe that Zdeno Chara should not be an everyday player. He had an amazing career. He's an amazing veteran. He provides so much in the locker room. But since Chara was drafted with the 56th overall pick in the 1996 NHL draft, he's had better days. He's had better days. And right now, he really, really is showing that. So, therefore, I feel that Zdeno Chara should not be an everyday player. So I hope you learned a lot today. I hope that you can now make a decision about if Zdeno Chara should be an everyday player. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope that you have a great day.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.